I'm pleased today that on Tax Justice Warriors, I have two guests speaking about the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative and the various panels that will be at the ABA 2019 Fall Tax Meeting in San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
This episode will focus on the American Bar Association Section of Taxation 2019 Fall Tax Meeting in San Francisco. The Collection Due Process Summit Initiative has panels going Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so October 3 to 5. And I have interviews today with two of the dynamic women who are also working closely on the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative with me. First, there will be an interview with Erin Stearns, a professor at the University of Denver Sturm College of Law. And at the end, I will turn to Carolyn Lee in private practice at Morgan, Lewis & Bockius in San Francisco. So here we will turn to Erin Stearns. So hi, I am speaking with Professor Erin Stearns, who is presenting on collection due process at the upcoming San Francisco 2019 Fall Tax Meeting. And so, Erin, what is your interest in collection due process?
Great. Well, good morning, William. So my interest comes from my work at the University of Denver Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic. I've been the director there for 5 years and have worked there for 7. And in that time, have seen a lot of collection process cases. Some have been very easy, have sort of sailed right through, where we have been able to request CDP, have then submitted a collection alternative, which was accepted. Easy, everyone wins in the sense that the taxpayer is happy to be able to submit a collection alternative and have it accepted. The IRS, you know, has no issues with it, and everything works fairly timely. Contrastingly, I have had issues in situations where it hasn't worked so seamlessly, where there have been delays in the processing of the request for collection due process, or it's been treated as an equivalent hearing, or unexpectedly, or challenges with personnel in terms of several people retiring within the course of the CDP hearing. So it's kind of constantly moving to new hands, to also collection alternatives that we propose not being accepted and then having to go to the next step, which is to appeal to tax court. So having seen kind of the spectrum of very good cases that go according to our expectations to ones that are not nearly in that category, my interest stems in, first and foremost, creating more consistency in the process. And also, in the work I've been doing with the collection due process over the course of the last year, reading articles by Keith Fogg and Les Books, and specifically an article on taxes by Fogg, that highlighted the lack of utilization of collection due process, that there's a very small percentage of uptake, meaning that of all the cases where a taxpayer is issued a notice giving that taxpayer a right to a collection due process hearing, somewhere around 2% or less on an annual basis are requesting the collection due process hearing. And then it goes further in that if you look at the number of taxpayers who have gone through a collection due process hearing and have a right to petition to tax court on a notice of determination, also a very small percentage of those taxpayers are then going that next step to tax court. So collection due process, while it may have some flaws in its administration, is very, very important and provides really important procedural protections. And I would like for more taxpayers to be aware of those protections and to engage in the process effectively.
Okay, very good. I see that you are on a panel as part of the Tax Bridge on the Road for the Young Lawyers Forum and Diversity. Could you explain what the panel is about?
Absolutely. So I'm really excited to be part of that group, that subcommittee in terms of, or committee, excuse me, and to get to talk about collection due process as one of the presentations in that grouping. So on Thursday, October 3rd, we will be having a panel. I am the panel lead or moderator, whatever you want to call it, for the panel. And what we'll be talking about is collection due process and the practical, kind of practical introduction, but also looking at the different stages of it. So looking at what would give someone the right to a collection due process hearing, which is once they're in collection, kind of when does that happen, when it happens, so how to recognize, oh, this is the right to a collection due process hearing, and then what happens after if someone does request the hearing and then goes into appeals, what does that look like, what to expect, kind of the nuts and bolts of that. And then further, if someone does not like the outcome, a taxpayer does not achieve a collection resolution that will work for them within appeals, then they have a right to petition tax court within 30 days. What does that look like? What's the standard of review? What to expect from counsel who would be on the other side? What can the judge do? What kind of relief is available at that point? So really walking through the basics of it so that a practitioner could leave this, hopefully, and understand, oh, well, this is what this is, and this is when I want to request it, or perhaps when I don't, and how to go about doing that.
Okay, and it looks like you have some distinguished panelists who will be on the panel with you. Could you highlight those people for me?
Absolutely. I sure do. I'm delighted to be able to sit at the table with. The first is the Honorable Louis Carluzzo, the Chief Special Trial Judge of the United States Tax Court, who has issued orders and has engaged in a lot of deep thought about collection due process, judicial stage. Mitch Hyman, who is a Senior Technical Reviewer, he is part of the Office of the Associate Chief Counsel for Procedure and Administration and is based in Washington, D.C. He's also a subject matter expert on 6320 and 6330, which are the Internal Revenue Code sections that apply to levies and liens, which also give a right to collection due process. And then a practitioner in private practice named Henry Cheng, who is at DLA Piper in San Francisco. So he's local to the scene. He teaches procedure and is very knowledgeable about a lot of procedural aspects, including collection due process. And then myself. And as I said earlier, I've been engaging with this process for some time.
Any other pieces you want to highlight about the panel or collection due process, Professor Aaron Stearns?
Well, I think that the other thing I want to highlight is that this panel is part of a bigger movement, so to speak, which is a Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. And the Summit Initiative is looking at ways to really improve collection due process. The initiative is comprised of people who are in clinical practice, private practice, representing taxpayers of all different scale in terms of the size of their cases, as well as IRS, senior IRS staff, and people from Office of Chief Counsel who are really engaged in these issues. And so it's this grouping of people across different spectrums, both within the IRS and outside of the IRS, that gives it its real strength. And what we're looking to do is to evaluate how can we improve collection due process for everyone, for the taxpayers, for the IRS, for appeals, to really make it much more seamless. And are there things that can be done to better the process so that it's more accessible to more people and also just more streamlined and easier to use, more consistent?
Excellent. Well,
so that's all I have, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to check if there was anything else to highlight. So thank you for joining me today, Aaron. I appreciate your input.
Thank you for your time.
On Friday, October 4th, will be the panel Collection Due Process Notices, Much Needed Works in Progress. I will be guiding the panel, technically the moderator for the panel, but I will also be presenting as one of the panelists. The other presenters will be Kristen Bailey, the Director of Collection Appeals for the IRS out of Washington, D.C., Professor Leslie Book at Villanova School of Law in Villanova, Pennsylvania, Frederick Schindler, the Director at Collection Headquarters, the Small Business Self-Employed Division in Washington, D.C., and Jeff Wilson, a Senior Advisor for the IRS Taxpayer Advocate Service, also out of Washington, D.C. I think it will be a very interesting program discussing issues with collection due process notices, some solutions that are already being implemented by the IRS, And then looking at areas in areas like the IRS earned income tax credit publications that could be used to educate the public, getting feedback from practitioners, and looking outside of the tax field, such as the legal self-help industry, for ways to help taxpayers in implementing collection due process to deal with their collection issues. So I think it will be another very good program, quite informative. We have a broad variety of panelists, and I don't know that everyone will agree, but I think it will be a good discussion of ways that we can improve and help the collection due process procedures that are in place right now. So that is Friday, October 4. And then on Saturday, October 5, Carolyn Lee will be in a panel on prior opportunities. So let's turn to her to hear her explanation of what the panel will entail.
So I am with Carolyn Lee, and you are one of the people that I work with on the Collection Due Process Summit initiative, that you have a panel that you are on at the San Francisco 2019 Fall Tax Meeting for the American Bar Association. And what is your connection, your interest with Collection Due Process, Carolyn?
First of all, William, thanks very much for this opportunity to speak to your listeners, speak with you. Thank you very much. You've been a great supporter of all things tax, you know, effective tax administration. I've been a follower of the podcast for some time now and feel really honored to be invited to speak. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
My connection with CDP, I'm a tax controversy and litigation attorney practicing in San Francisco. I volunteer for one of the local San Francisco low-income tax clinics, and I also have individual and small to medium-sized business clients who have collection issues, no question about it, have collection issues. And so my touch points with CDP are entirely with assisting taxpayers arrive at a sustainable collection alternative that will be most efficient for the service to put in place and ensure for our clients that they have a plan that they actually can afford, sustain, and see through to the end when all tax is paid. That's really our objective, to make sure that the right amount of tax is paid and it's paid as efficiently and effectively as possible for the IRS and for our clients.
Very good. And you are on a panel coming up Saturday morning for the Pro Bono and Tax Clinic Committee, Prior Opportunities to Dispute Liability in Collection Due Process. What can you tell me about that panel?
I'm happy to give you an overview of, you and your listeners, an overview of the panel. It will be on Saturday morning, a bracing discussion of when, during collection due process proceeding, taxpayer may dispute the accuracy of a liability. These are taxpayers who are past assessments and in the collection phase of for any particular tax year. Now, these taxpayers have timely requested the protection of collection due process for CDP, and that may be through because they've received a notice of a lien or a notice of impending levy. Even at this stage, though, the taxpayers may believe the assessed liability is too high. Everyone knows the government wants to collect only the correct amount of tax due. Sadly, and perhaps inadvertently, as the law has developed, the CDP law and procedures have developed to shut the door early in the collection phase. In fact, at the moment a notice of deficiency is issued, can prohibit most taxpayers from trying to arrive at the correct amount of tax due while in the process. The justification for shutting the door during CDP is the taxpayer had a prior opportunity to challenge the accuracy of the liability earlier in the assessment or collection process, and didn't do so. They just did not act when they could have at their earliest opportunity, or did make a challenge which failed. So consequently, the IRS CDP officer and the taxpayer find themselves working out a collection alternative for the wrong amount of tax, and require the taxpayer to use other means outside CDPE to correct liability, which will mean adjusting the collection alternative or seeking a refund later. Now, that's not very efficient for anyone, really. The CDPE process, when a taxpayer has the attention of an IRS professional, a human, with responsibility for the case, often is the most productive time to effectively and efficiently address how a taxpayer will pay the correct amount of tax, correct amount of tax due to the government. Develop a plan the taxpayer can maintain while the tax. Now, I always like to add, when I'm talking to people about our CDP work, that incorrect and complete errors, CDP officers sometimes will work with the taxpayer to address a liability question even when the taxpayer falls afoul of the prior opportunity for prohibition. We're grateful when that happens, but it's a little bit outside their job description for CDP officers, and I hope I'm not getting anybody in trouble by mentioning that that can't happen when there are liability issues, even when a prior opportunity has been missed. Now, our objective for the panel, just to wrap this up, William, is to lay out what circumstances constitute a prior opportunity to challenge a liability, which shut the door to discussing liability with NCE, and what circumstances are not considered a prior opportunity. This is education for all of us tax attorneys to be forewarned to know when to act to challenge a tax liability if, and this is a precious if, we are involved in a case early enough. There also will be a discussion about what, if anything, may be done to change the current state of affairs and what a taxpayer can do if it really is too late to deal with the liability. That's an overview of the program. It should be terrific.
I look forward to it. So who are the panelists that you have on this, discussing this great topic for collection due process?
We're starting with Sarai Findley, who is director of the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, which is a low-income tax clinic. Sarai is valuable to us because she sees CDP through the eyes of her clients, her low-income tax clinic clients, and experiences CDP limitations as applied firsthand. We also have Keith Fogg, director of the Legal Services Center at Harvard Law, also a low-income tax clinic. In case you did not know, Keith was a member of the team who wrote the CDP regulations, and he's certainly well-suited to discuss the prior opportunity aspect of the application of the CDP. We also will be joined by LeVar Taylor with the Law Offices of A. LeVar Taylor in Santa Ana. LeVar conducts impact litigation in the area of what exactly is a prior opportunity to dispute a liability within CDP, including penalties. One might accurately, I think, describe LeVar as a CDP accident. And then we're fortunate to have Larry Williams with us. Larry serves with the Office of Chief Counsel in Washington, D.C. He is one of the National Office team of Section 6320 and 6330 subject matter experts. Like LeVar and Keith, Larry's been involved with CDP since its launch, and I assure you, wants CDP to work properly, fairly for taxpayers as much as any of us.
Well, excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to highlight with regards to your panel or collection due process?
I just would hope that people will join us Saturday morning. Not much else to do in San Francisco on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock when it's parka weather and before the sun really warms the air. So I hope people will join us. We're not only interested in delivering value to our audience, but after or at any point during the conference or through communications later after everyone goes home, we really are interested in input from other people who work with NCDP, whether they have additional ideas or ways to improve, focusing on improvement. I very much hope that we'll launch a dialogue through this panel and other CDP Summit Initiative panels. I know, William, you're conducting one that's very valuable on notices and other forms, and we just want to hear from people so that we can all continue to work together to make CDP protections as strong as they're intended.
Well, excellent. Thank you for joining me, Carolyn.
It's my pleasure, William. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique. so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.